Well, hi, everyone. This is Rem Jackson, and welcome to the first session of the Top Practices Goal Setting and Business Development Workshop for 2016. This is session number one out of a 9-session series that will run from June 15th all the way into September. I'll give you a little bit more about those dates in just a moment. Now, some of this workshop you're going to recognize from your previous efforts that you've done in previous years in our business and goal developing workshop. Some things just don't change. Some of this is new, like today's session, which is new. Now, the goal of this entire series this summer is twofold. Number one, to prepare you for the Top Practices Summit, which will be the culminating session of this workshop, actually sessions number 10 and 11, in Las Vegas, Nevada on October 7, 8, and 9, the Planet Hollywood Hotel and Casino. The second purpose of this workshop series is to give you the tools that you have to have in order to not get knocked off your game. That's really the intent behind all of this. We'll talk about that just more in a minute. We're going to be working on getting organized. That is really the next session. And it is that extraordinarily tool to getting organized that some of you should be very familiar with. It's taking your to-do list and making it your should-do list. But really, it's about recommitting to your should-do list, which all of us over time kind of get knocked away. So today is an opener, really, about your intentions, your why. Because without your why, and we'll ask these questions in a minute, your big why, you will get knocked off your path at some point. See, actually, even with your why, on your biggest trouble spots, you know, big or small things can slow you down or even stop you. For instance, my weight loss program, famous now with the struggles that I have with that. And I know my why. My why is to see my grandchildren graduate from high school or higher. I've changed it, by the way, to see my grandchildren who are not yet born graduate from high school or higher. Love to see them walk across the stage for their master's, their doctorate, or their Juris Doctor, as my daughter just did. But on January 26th at 8 a.m., I walked outside my house. My feet left the ground, and I came down and slammed on my left side and heard in a what can only be described as a crunching fashion all of the ribs in my back break, some of them seriously. Real challenges hit us. They do. And then, you know, dealing with a loss of focus is something that's huge. Like for me, that was a huge loss of focus on my why. I wasn't thinking about my why, and as I tried to come back from that, which, by the way, it's 6 months now, and it's still a struggle. That has totally stopped for 4 months my exercise program and has limited some of the things that I was doing before. Gained weight in the process. These things happen to all of us. And by the way, I really mean this. Listen carefully. I do not know a single person. I have been coaching doctors for 10 years. And no matter who you can think of in this entire space, everyone you know that works with me, I do not know a single person who hasn't faced this in some way or another. It's universal. Now, we don't think it happens to everybody, but it does happen to absolutely everyone. We get business challenges. People quit more than once this year. I have had people tell me that 3 people quit on the same day, or 3 people informed the practice out of 5-person practice, pregnant on the same day. Associates quit, sometimes spectacularly, and lawyers earn a lot of money over all of that. People betray you. Believe it or not, it just happens. And it didn't just happen to you, it happens to all of us. And it's not because they're bad people, it's just because they're people, and people are basically flawed. Institutions mess with you. Oh, my goodness, isn't that true? And then there's all the other kinds of really big challenges, such as divorce, which is huge and very distracting for my doctors and their staff. Illness, even the number, that's actually the number one thing that will stop people in their tracks, either illness by themselves, of themselves or a loved one that they care for and love. And then it's more and more and more. So without your why, getting through just what is normal in life is exceedingly difficult. So here's the exercise. There's a document in the library right beside this in the Top Practices 2016 Goal Setting Workshop. And if you're not a Top Practices member, of course, you're being sent these so that you can listen to them and you can access them through the entire period running up to the summit. And then for about a month afterwards, you can have access to these as well. There's a document there, which is the session one exercise. And here it is. It's just simply having a talk with yourself. Now, I highly recommend that you make an appointment with yourself to go somewhere off property. Whatever works for you. The library is big for some people. A coffee shop can be big. It depends on your personality, where you are, and what you want to do. And I would have, you know, however you take notes, if you want to write this on paper, go ahead. My only problem with that for you is that it's static. You keep it somewhere. It's hard to share unless you scan it. I would highly recommend you just take the document. It's a Word document, and just write on it, save it, print it, and share with me. I'd love to see it. But ask yourself these essential questions. Number one, what is the purpose of my practice? What is the purpose of my practice? Number two, why do you go to work every day? That is an important question to really understand. What do you get out of it? What do you get out of all of this? And I know, of course, you're thinking about your mission. You're thinking about what you're there to do, which is to help your patients, heal your patients, provide service as you've been trained. But you must ask, this is your company, this is your business, this is your life. What do you get out of it? What are you getting out of it? Another follow-up, an extremely interesting and important question. What do you think you should get out of it? And this is a time to allow yourself to just let it all hang out and really, truly answer that. What do you think you should be getting out of all of this? Now, next question. Is there a difference in those two answers? And if yes, why do you think there's a difference between what you're getting out of it and what you think you should get out of it? Next question. What needs to change in order to reconcile the incongruency or the differences between those two answers? What needs to change? And if you don't know what needs to change, if you're saying, I don't know, would you tell me? Go ahead and try anyway. Just pretend, let's say, pretend you're me. Pretend you're me talking to you. What would I say that I think needs to change in order to reconcile these differences? Or pick any other person in your life or in history. You go to that person and say, well, what needs to change? Ask that person. And then what would be the answer that they would give you without sugarcoating any of it? Next question. What are you willing to do to make that happen? What are you willing to do to make that happen? That's the gut check question. That's the big gut check question. And be truthful about that. Next, what tools will you use to make that happen? And you might say, I don't know. I mean, think it through. What kind of tools would I suggest that you use? If you've been working with me for any period of time, you've got to know what some of those tools are. So do your best to answer that question. We'll get more of that as we move through this series. Next question, what people will help you make that happen? What people are going to help you make that happen? And the follow-up question to that is, why should they care? And that's a big question. Why should they care? Next, how will you, quote-unquote, see if you get off track? How are you going to know that you get off track? It's like one of those, the binge eating problem where you aren't conscious. You don't sit down and think, you know what I do? I'm going to blow my diet. What often happens to people, and this is something that I've suffered from, is you go blow your diet and then you say, oh my goodness, what did I just do? How do you see before you get off track that you're getting much, that you're getting off track? What's the tools that are going to help you monitor that? And then what are you going to do? How will you get back on track? Now, this is trying to lead us to our why. Why? Because if you don't know this, then I'll submit that it truly is impossible, absolutely impossible, to effectively get to the hows and the whats that you're going to focus on later. You know, if you want some summer reading, read Simon Sinek's Start With Why this summer as your summer reading or part of your summer reading. It's a very good look at getting to your why, because without your why, it's very, very difficult to sustain yourself. And that's the first assignment of this summer. That's it. This is the mission of the whole goal setting and business development workshop this year. And we're going to be focused on the following sections. Number one, understanding why you're in practice and what can keep you from losing focus and commitment for your cherished goals. That's June 15th. Number two, session number two is how to get organized and prioritized so that you can begin to execute on your goals. That's June 29th. On July 13th, how to use extreme focus to do what you should be doing to succeed and hit your goal. On July 20th, create smart focused goals that serve you and your family. This is the goal stuff right here in session number four. July 27th, understanding and implementing the vital tools that you can use to keep you and your team communicating and on track in pursuit of your goals. Number six, on August 10th, designing the perfect execution plans that allow you and your team to get things done so that you can hit those goals. August 24th, we'll be discussing getting you and your staff ready for the summit. Nice and early. The summit will be still, you know, well over a month away. We're going to talk about how do you get ready? What are you going to be doing in the next weeks as we get closer? Session number eight on September 7th is using your practice metrics as radar and then making the necessary adjustments to stay on track to hit your goals. That's part of that, how you're going to know. Using your practice metrics as radar. We'll be talking all about that. And September 21st, just before the summit, ready for takeoff, the final summit preparation checklist to prepare you for the workshops that are going to be happening at the summit, which will be different and better than they've ever been. So this first session, I believe, is essential for your ultimate success and the sustainability of it. Be sure, please, please be sure to get it done before the next session on June 29th. You need to have this conversation with yourself. It's actually, in my opinion, it's quite enjoyable to go through this. I've done this myself. I do everything myself, but this one, I've already accomplished what I needed in this, and believe me, I needed some stuff. And I'll say it again. If you do this over the entire summer, and you don't start like on August 15th or September 1st, you know who you are. Listen, you'll be giving yourself, your family, your staff, and ultimately your patients to an enormous gift. The gift of a professional that knows exactly what they're doing, why they're doing it, and is enjoying every single moment of it. So listen, as always, I'm dedicated to your success. I'm excited about this summer series, and I'm even more excited about seeing you in Las Vegas on October 7, 8, and 9. So I will see you then. Until next time, until June 29th in this series, this is Rem. Have a fantastic summer. Answer these questions.